Certainly thankful for the song service and the prayer that was offered up on our behalf. Think a lot about the world that we live in and the difficulties that we face and the circumstances that approach us from day to day. And, you know, I thought a lot about God and something that most of us don't recognize, or maybe we recognize it, but we don't bring it to mind as often as we should. I think one of the greatest blessings that we have in this life is to know that the God in whom we serve is unchangeable. You know, we live on the earth, and we are a people who are constantly changing. You know, you're changing, you're getting older. All you got to do is look in the mirror. Time is marching on. Suzanne was talking this week about how fast the week had passed. She's been out of school all week. But, you know, it seems to be that way with anything that goes on in our life anymore. We start something out, you think you have a week, and you think, man, that's going to be a good vacation. And you blink about twice, and it's over. We live within the boundaries of time, and change is part of our lives. We have changes in our country. We have changes in the thoughts and the ideas that people have, and yet God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the same. That's a great blessing. Last week we preached or attempted to preach on being thankful. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, every one of us. I made the point that regardless of what your life might be like or what circumstances you might be facing, that it is God's will that we be thankful. But you know, when it comes to God's will and our will, there's a lot of confusion among people, among God's people, Christians. There's a lot of confusion. I'm going to spend just a few moments on a verse. We think about the promises in the song we just sang. Because God never changes, we can count on those promises. Do you know that? God views sin as He's always viewed it. It doesn't matter how many people justify the wrongs that they do. Sin in the eyes of God is always sin. We know that His promises are sure and certain because He does not change. We know that one day we will live in a place called paradise. You know, there are people that believe that this life is paradise and they live it in such a way as they think it's paradise. They don't have a clue. You know, Paul said he went into the third heaven and he seen things and he heard things that were not lawful for a man to utter. People cannot imagine, if you would, how glorious heaven's going to be upside this earth that we live on. There are folks who really believe they're living in paradise. Regardless of the struggles they face, regardless of the bad health that may come upon them, you know, we never know, as we spoke of Mike Winchester last week, we just never know when our last day will be upon this earth. Our times are in thy hand, saith the Lord. It is something that we need to always consider and always be mindful of. But God is sovereign, and that's where I want to get to this morning for just a little bit of time. The Lord that we serve is sovereign. He does all things according to the good pleasure of His will, not according to the good pleasure of our will. Let's notice in Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. You know, that's a problem that many of God's children have in the world, is trying to understand that things are done according to His will and not according to our will. And that is something that we really ought to be tremendously thankful for. Because if things were done according to our will, you think this country's a wreck and a mess now. You don't have any idea what condition we'd be in and what chaos we'd have if all things were in accordance to our will. If we were going to go to heaven based on our will, I feel certain, according to the teachings of God's Word, no one would go to heaven. We're going to heaven based upon God's will and not our will. We notice again in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. He worketh all things according to his will. We're told in Daniel that he doeth according to his will. There's none that can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Things are done according to God's will in this life. And you know, that's not just going to heaven. John made a statement in John chapter 3 and verse 27. He said, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Think about what John just said there. John's exploring, if you would, or declaring the sovereignty of God in this verse. You know, if you're smart and intelligent, you have smarts and intelligence because you received it from God. No matter what you do in this life, naturally or spiritually, it's according to the will of God. Either God suffered it to pass or God blessed you to have it. But men believe that so much of their life goes along according to their will. I'm doing what I want, but you know, if God didn't allow you to do what you want, you wouldn't be doing it. Our life is in his hands and our times are in his hands. God is sovereign. What does it mean to be sovereign? It means that there is no power that exceeds the power of the God that we serve. All power is subject unto God. He has all knowledge. In other words, he knows what you're thinking before you even think it. He knows what you and I will be doing this afternoon. He knows whether you're going to come to church or you're not going to come to church. He knows whether you're going to bend down and give thanks unto him and pray unto him. God knows all these things. You know, I always question, a lot of people wonder, well, why do we pray? God says, I know what you stand in need of before you even think of it or ask for it. He knows our thoughts. He knows the intents of our hearts. This speaks to the sovereignty of God. He is sovereign. He knows all things. He doeth according to his will among the inhabitants of the earth, and there's none that can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? God is sovereign. John just said, you can't receive anything unless it's given to you from heaven. It's not according to our will as we go in, through this life. It's according to God's will. Just think what he said. Now, when we think about our will, God has allowed us a degree of room, if you let me put it that way. For example, if you have a dog and you have a good, strong fence built in your backyard, this dog is free according to that dog's will to run from one fence to the other. But that dog is limited on his will. We are in the boundaries of time, and things are done according to God's will, not our will. And we ought to be thankful for everything. This is the will of God in our life. Now, we have the problem of sin in our life. We have the problem of the old carnal flesh. And as I stated last Sunday, even in the most difficult situations in our life, we ought to be giving thanks to God. We ought to give thanks to God. You know, we are creatures who God created from nothing, and he's promised that we would live forever. I mean, that's how thankful can we be, and what sovereignty can we see in that? We were brought into existence from nothing. That's what a creator does. He creates. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We're told in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It takes a creator who's sovereign to bring something from nothing. And he brought us from the dust of the earth, and then he promised we would never die as his children, that we would live throughout all eternity. Now, if there was ever anything for you and I to be grateful for and thankful for, it's that. He breathed life into your nostrils. Into your nostrils, the life. He breathed life into your nostrils. You became a living soul. You have a hope in heaven because of what God did, not because of what you and I did. He is sovereign. He does things according to his will. As we go through this journey in life, may we always remember that God's in charge, that we are accountable to God. You know, a lot of men want you to be accountable to them. But honestly, we're accountable to God. We're accountable to God in all that we do. We need to be concerned with doing his will in our life. You know, God is merciful. He suffers things to pass. But it is my prayer that we will be searching for his will continuously in our life and realize that He is sovereign. Nearly all of God's children in this world will declare that God is sovereign. But when you get down to it, they will declare that many of the things that happen in your life are up to you, especially going to heaven. But this is according to the will of God. They don't understand predestination. They don't understand election. But you know, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. That's according to the sovereignty of God. We've been blessed with all natural blessings. That's according to the sovereignty of God. He is the one that blessed us. We ourselves, we didn't create ourselves. We didn't create anything that we need to sustain us. It is God who's in charge, and God will always be in charge. And may we always give Him the praise and the honor and the glory. And I'm going to close on that note and let Brother Don come and preach for us. So remember, God is sovereign in your life. Everything you have because God has blessed you to have it in some way, in some fashion. And your hope of heaven is according to the will of God, the sovereign God that we serve. Come ahead, Brother Don.